Chapter 2, Admissibility Has a Shape. If persistence is the minimal requirement for existence, then the next question is unavoidable. What kinds of structures are capable of persisting at all? The answer is not arbitrary. Admissibility has a shape. 2.1 Theory space is not flat. Physicists often speak informally about the space of possible theories. This language can be misleading. It suggests a flat landscape of options, from which reality somehow selects a point. In fact, theory space is highly constrained. Most points are not merely implausible, they are incoherent. They fail immediately under self-application, interaction, or scale change. They do not form a smooth continuum of viable alternatives. They collapse. The subset that survives forms a structured region, thin, curved, and sparse. Admissibility is not a yes or no property. It is geometric. 2.2 Stability, marginality, and failure. Within this admissible region, different directions behave differently. Some perturbations die out. These correspond to stable or irrelevant directions. Some persist without growing. These are marginal. Some grow uncontrollably and destroy consistency. These directions are forbidden. This language is familiar from renormalization group analysis, but its significance is broader. It tells us that persistence is not evenly distributed. Some changes are tolerated. Others are fatal. The shape of admissibility is defined by this uneven response to perturbation. 2.3 Why geometry matters. A geometric picture replaces a narrative one. Instead of asking, why did the universe choose this law, we ask, which regions of theory space are non-empty? Instead of explaining laws as principles imposed on nature, we understand them as coordinates on a constrained manifold. Movement off this manifold does not produce alternate universes. It produces inconsistency. 2.4 Universality as convergence. Because admissible regions are narrow, very different microscopic descriptions can flow toward the same macroscopic behavior. This is not coincidence. It is enforced convergence. Universality arises because the admissible manifold is thin. There is simply not enough room for diversity to persist. Microscopic detail is erased, not ignored. The erasure is what creates stability. 2.5 Counting constraints. The thickness of the admissible region depends on how many independent consistency conditions must be satisfied simultaneously. A structure that must reconcile only a few constraints is common. A structure that must reconcile many is rare. These counts are not parameters of a theory. They are measures of fragility. Later chapters will show how familiar numerical constants can be reinterpreted as records of how many independent ways a structure could have failed and did not. For now, it is enough to recognize that admissibility is not mysterious. It is shaped by elimination.